Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. Three ballot questions will go before Massachusetts voters this fall. One of them, question three, asks whether voters approve of a state law allowing transgender people to use public accommodations that match their gender identity. But do voters understand what voting yes or no would actually mean? Well, WBUR analyst and Massing Polling Group President Steve Gazella takes a look.
In most ballot questions, voting yes means making a change of some kind to state law, while voting no means preserving the status quo. This year's question three is the reverse. A yes vote approves of the 2016 law that offers protections for transgender people in public accommodations, while a no vote disapproves and aims to remove it from the books. Even on simple ballot questions, voters can be confused by the wording and implications of a yes vote versus a no vote. The WBUR poll seeks to capture that confusion by asking the question as close as possible to how it will appear on the ballot. After all, it's how voters mark their ballots that ultimately counts. If they meant to support the law, but voted no because they thought that would be a vote against repeal, it still counts as a no vote. To test whether voters were confused about how to vote on question three, the poll included a follow-up question, restating the aim of the ballot question in simpler terms. Looking at the two questions together revealed that most voters seemed to grasp the meaning of the yes vote versus a no vote on question three. About 7 in 10 voters answered yes on the ballot question to approve of the law. On the follow-up, about the same number said transgender people should be able to use public accommodations in keeping with their gender identity. In all, 85% of those voting yes answered the follow-up question the same way. There was a little more confusion among no voters. If the poll showed a closer contest on this question, some of that confusion might become a factor in the ultimate outcome. But right now, the yes side is up by a wide margin. There's still a month to go, and ballot questions tend to see persuasion campaigns and advertisements in the final weeks of the campaign. For now, though, most voters say they'll vote yes and understand just what that means.
Steve Gazella is a WBUR analyst and president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group.